In his address to the nation last night, President Ramaphosa lamented some of the consequences of irresponsible people's use of alcohol, speaking about how hospitals had become overloaded with alcohol-induced cases, making it more difficult to apply limited resources to the helping and healing of those sick with COVID-19. While there had been some prior speculation that there could be further restrictions on the sale of alcohol, as a number of provincial premiers had already mentioned their desire to curb alcohol sales, the president announced that, in fact, the sale and distribution of alcohol would be suspended with immediate effect. Little time was wasted with the government gazetting the same decision last night. Unfortunately for the alcoholic beverage industry, this has meant immediate economic pain, and unlike in the past, there was no warning. Well, to give their reaction and their where to from here response, I'm joined on the line by Sibani Mgadi. He's the spokesperson at the South African Liquor Brands Association. Thank you so much for joining us, Sibani. So I've seen reports indicating that the industry is shocked at yesterday's decision. So tell me, you guys were not given any hint whatsoever ahead of the president's announcement?
Yes, no, but, I mean, just we have been involved with the national response to COVID outbreak. You'll recall that there was a lot of collaboration with business particular and the rest of the stakeholders at level 5 and 4, despite us being not able to trade at those two levels. But we had the opportunity to engage with government and understood the outcomes thereof. Even when we got to level 3, when we were able to trade from the 1st of June, we had a lot of engagement with government in terms of how we're going to manage the risk around the trade, in-store activities and so on. In this case, the consultation whatsoever, what we have done during the month of June when we were trading, we did provide an update to PTI in terms of the progress we were making. As you might have noticed, all retailers were complying with the limited trading days, which is Monday to Thursday, as well as limited hours to 5. So there was no issue there, and people were making the effort to make sure that they trade legally. However, in this case, now there was no consultation whatsoever. And if there had been consultation, at least we would have minimized basic logistical things that we could have avoided. We had trucks running as well with consumer goods, move your products the night before and over the weekend to make sure that it's the limited hours of trade.
Yeah,
the situation we found ourselves in
last night. So, Sibani, one does understand the rationale, you know, that there are people in our society who don't behave properly when consuming alcohol. But of course, life is also about balance, and the scales have, you know, sadly been badly tipped out of your industry's favour in terms of livelihood. So where to next? Are you guys going to sit out the suspension, or are you going to be exploring some options?
Yeah, actually, we are meeting various stakeholders within the industry because we are affected at different levels. I mean, there are very small players, Chasm community, for instance, people who have not been trading, they took the little money they had in starting up their business. They are stuck with stock that they cannot release now. And then you'll have the players on the other side who are losing a lot of money with stock on hold. We are going to try and engage with government. Maybe to mention, about a week ago, because of the concerns around alcohol misuse and behavior among some of the people around alcohol, we had requested a meeting with government, particularly the president, where we intended to place proposals around how we can address some of the compliance issues. I think the issue around drinking and driving was probably one of the main concerns for us.
Yes.
To make sure that we have at least support and even invest financially in supporting enforcement. And we discussed that, and it could have been put together with the, as the president said, the accidents happen at night. If you include the curfew and we support the general law enforcement, that would have given us much better outcomes with low impact on the economy.
Yeah. Apart from obviously the concern that you're not going to be getting revenue, and you know, on, you know, how do you then pay employees and so on and so forth? What's the immediate fear around the sector? Do you anticipate that some people are going to lose their jobs, or you're going to just have to wait and see how long this suspension lasts for?
Yeah, well, that's the reality. In the first lockdown, we lost revenue around 18 billion. could have lost 3.5 billion in excise tax only. So the more we prolong this, that's where we are going to again. We employ around about in the whole about a million people. We estimate the people during the first lockdown, people who lost their jobs would be around 100%. So the reality is companies are under pressure. They will need to kind of make very, very difficult choices. We have checked obligations that we need to honor for the time that we have traded. We have suppliers and various other protection and costs that are coming through. And then you have employees. It is a difficult moment. And we hope that we can have some year of commitment for them to understand our situation.
Have you got word as to whether the latest suspension of alcohol sales, whether government will be able to put in support measures in place for the industry in the meantime?
To be honest, we have not, as an industry, received. I think the only support we have received is on the manufacturer, which is deferment of checks that we were supposed to pay in May. And that is due starting July into August. So we need to be negotiating that, whether are we then having to pay that tax implications. Otherwise, the rest of the retailers, much of them did not receive any. And actually, the concern, the strongest concern, is coming from the travelers who did not qualify much of the support for the small schemes, and they are really stuck, and we foresee a real collapse of that sector.
Of course, since the lockdown, tobacco sales have been prohibited all the while, but the legal sector, that is those who normally sell it legally, they've been complaining that, you know, this situation has meant that the underground tobacco market has been thriving. Do you see something similar happening with alcohol if the ban or the suspension runs on for too long?
Yeah, well, we did experience that in the issue of illicit trade. In alcohol, it plays a little bit different from tobacco, where you have brands that are circulating in a very different way. With us, you have three categories. You will have people who brew at home, whatever, composting. Probably we do understand that probably police who are stretched enough, they may not cover that ground. But then we have the second part, which worries us, is a kind of industrial level production, where people get pure alcohol at around about 96% ABV, alcohol by volume. They neutralize that to a tolerable level, and they use that liquid to refill mainly spirit brands and sell that on to people as kind of a counterfeit product. And people have been buying that during the first lockdown, and it poses risk and to who consume that. And then, of course, the last part is the smoking itself, where whether people break into pocket stores or smuggle human products through the border and not paychecks. So that would be in that category.
Sibani, well, all we can say is all the best in your negotiations with the National Coronavirus Command Council in trying to get that suspension lifted as soon as possible. That was Sibani Mngadi. He's a spokesperson at the South African Liquor Brands Association.